This is Dirk from Maverick Rugby. Get low and get ready to rock, because you're about to listen to Casually Lit.
So I'll be watching that song live in concert, my good friend.
Hell yeah.
With both Howard and him together. It's going to be insane.
Ah!
Yeah, I got Killswitch tickets. I'm stoked. Chris, you should buy one and come rock with us.
I'm really thinking about buying one. I'd love to see that.
Well, I know I'm going and Dirk's going. So
Dirk's going too?
Yeah, you'll be surrounded by good people. Trying to talk Rhodey into it. I mean, I hadn't bought my ticket. They just announced that Howard's band was going like 2 days ago. Mm-hmm. I was like, holy shit. So I'm going to get to see Howard, granted not doing Killswitch songs. But from what I understand, the plan is for him to do Signal Fire. And also maybe an encore of End of Heartache, which will make me melt watching Howard sing that with Jesse.
Nice.
I looked at the set list they're doing right now, too. Rosa Sharon's on there.
Nice.
They're doing Reckoning off of their Dark album that they pretend doesn't exist.
Oh, the one with the leopard on it?
Yeah, that's like all... Every song on there is evil and dark, which Killswitch doesn't... That's not who they are. So it was after that record that they kicked... Well, they didn't kick Howard out, but...
Wasn't Starting Over on that record?
Yep.
That was a good one.
I like that song, but yeah, so, but Reckoning's on there, and I was like, no way, this is a wreck. I mean, the song starts off with, you are no God to me. You are no God to me. So, and I was listening, but I went down the whole set list. Like I said, it's phenomenal.
So they released the set list already?
No, what you can do is you just type in, you know, their current set list. And it shows you, you know, people go on there and put what's on the set list of what they just saw.
Oh, nice.
So you can, it's better because you can kind of make, like, no offense to the bands, but you can kind of go, I don't really want to see that. Like if you go, oh, I'm going to go see the Eagles. I'm going to pop down $300 for these Eagles tickets. And then the set list is like their first record. That's it.
Right.
You're like, I don't want to see that. So you can maybe save yourself the headache. But, and the set list will probably change because that's what they're doing now in Europe. And since this next tour is called, the name of the album, damn it. Whatever. I'm hoping that it,
you light my sword.
Oh, if it's all just that record, I'll be happy as hell. I love the new city. I've listened to it like 1500 times. It starts with an R. Unleash. No, that's the name of the first song. Unleashed Atonement. Yeah. So that's the name of the tour is Atonement Tour. I'm sitting here thinking, I was like, man, I'm going to buy a concert t-shirt. How weird is that? And then I started thinking about what I was going to wear. I was like, I have nothing but like polos and stuff anymore. Just showing up in slacks and a button up. Hey, I'm here for the Killswitch. You guys have any White Claw? I'm here for the Killswitch show. What the fuck? You don't have White Claw? Shit. But yeah, I'm trying. I'm glad Dirk's going to go with me. We're going to have a good time.
Where's it at?
Dallas at the...
Trees?
No. It's at a weird Southside ballroom.
House of Blue? Oh. So
only fits 4,000 people.
Only?
Yeah. So I'm like, okay. I mean, I'm not going to be up at the front. Can't do that business.
You're not going to be Jay and just push your way to the front?
I'm thinking like maybe if they play... And then I'm like, no, because if I get in the mosh pit, it's over. I'm going to the hospital.
You do have a rugby player with you.
Yeah, I'll let Dirk handle that business. But it'll be hard not to.
Yeah, but Jay's doing that at, what was it, Werewolf the Airwolf?
Yeah.
No, I did that at Myas the Bear, every single one.
That's fine. That's the same thing.
It's a little easy. It's easy to push your way to the front in Lannismore set. It's not so easy to push your way to the front at Remains.
I got Modest Mouse tickets. I'll never get to the front. Just move people. It's fine.
When you're in the back... And then all of a sudden it opens up. You're like, wow, there's a path for me to get to the front of this metal concert. That's not a good sign.
Yeah, don't go down that path.
Don't look at this. The whole middle just opened up. I'm going to walk right up to the stage. Why did I just get kicked in the face?
Yeah, people actually push back at metal shows.
God damn it. Yeah, every part of my body's like.
Are you going to hardcore dance?
I'm actually going to go to the gym to start working out to go to this concert.
Right.
So I can not be out of breath.
So you're going to have like 5 pound weights and just start hardcore dancing in the corner.
God, nope. I'm going to stand. So when I went to Limp Bizkit, I wanted to get up there for a couple songs. I just didn't do it. And it was fine.
Mm-hmm.
I sat pretty far in the back. It's fine. I'm tall. Saw everything. It was fine. So I think I'll be all right here. Said I'll probably, like, if they do play some of their old stuff, like My Last Serenade would get me pretty excited.
Just drink 4 Dream Crushers before you go.
Yeah, that
you'll get right up in there.
Yep. Drunk, stupid. But you can't order craft beer from those kind of venues. Hey, we've had this in the back for 3 years. You want it? It's like, no, I don't.
It's like pregame it.
It's been sitting in the sun for 6 months.
But yep. Now we're going to get up there and they're going to do the signal fire and I'm going to lose my mind. That's going to be awesome. It's just awesome to see them both together. Like, never in a million years would I thought that would happen. Made me mad because Limp Bizkit played a show last night. And they have YouTube that plays some of their stuff live. So there's a whole bunch of clips from it. And he brought a fan up there to do Full Nelson with him. I was like, motherfucker, I was born and bred to do that. That's the song that I was singing at school and got in trouble for.
Right.
I was like, damn. But it was a really good show. I watched most of it, or listened to most of it.
When's that new album coming out?
Don't know. Can't wait. They're acting like they weren't in the studio, which is weird. So maybe they, I know they've recorded several times and then been like, nope. So maybe that happened again. They probably record it, listen back to it, and they're like, we're in our 50s, and then delete it and go home. Because Fred Durst is like, yeah, big truck sex, yeah. And then he's like, whew. Like, it's got to be rough to be up on stage at 50. I did it all for the nookie. Come on, the nookie. That's got to be rough.
Like, yeah, that's a little weird.
It's a little beat. It's a little on your insides, like, your pride might drop a notch or two. I don't know. Break stuff. Like, I was watching him play Break Stuff. I'm just like, are you really going to hit me with a chainsaw?
Are you going to skin my ass raw?
He's got this full gray beard, too. It's like, oh, come on, Grandpa. Grandpa Durst. Oh, shit. Yeah, that's got to be rough. And I can tell because they're adding weird songs to the set list. Like, they did It'll Be Okay. Mm-hmm. Songs they've never really played live. They're reaching into the catalog to play anything that's not
totally nuts.
Yeah. And now I remember the movie we watched. It was that The Fanatic, which was directed by Fred Durst.
Oh, okay.
With John Travolta playing an autistic guy.
How was that?
It was all right. And I told Caitlin, I'm waiting for Fred Durst cameo. No Fred Durst cameo. But in the middle of the movie, Devin Sawa, is that how you say his name?
Sure.
He's gets in the car. He's like, oh, let me turn on Limp Bizkit. These guys go hard. It's like, you fucking kidding. You fucking kidding me? Excuse me. I'm trying to. Yeah. It was funny. And it was off the unquestionable truth. It was a song that no one would have recognized but me.
Yeah,
I was
that's
like,
weird.
You malfunction. You're a virus whose attention is getting up something. You're a crater. I was like, why did they choose this?
Right.
And then Brace sent me that commercial they were in for the insurance. Did you see that?
Mm-mm.
Oh my God. Yeah. It's, she gets in the car and the CD player is stuck on Nookie and it's replaying Nookie over and over and over. And she's driving around like, I can't take this. And she almost runs over a dude and the dude turns and looks and it's Fred Durst. And she's like, and he like nods at her. And that's pretty much how the commercial ends. I love this stupid commercial. It's good that they can laugh at themselves now.
Right.
Cause I'm right there with them.
At the box office, The Fanatic made $3,100.
Nice. Yep. I'm sure that was not a worldwide release.
It was not. I think it was...
Did that even come to Texas?
It was like 55 theaters? No. No. And he didn't tour like he did, which I don't... I think I've told the story before, but they... So his first movie was called The Education of Charlie Banks, and he made it with Jesse Eisenberg, John Ritter's son. Had quite a few famous people in it. And they actually toured that movie and went to different cities, and they came to DFW. And that's how I met Fred Durst and got my picture taken with him. It's pretty cool.
I've never seen that picture.
Yep. It was funny, too. Look, Tony was with me, so my only witness. Can't really ask him. But we were standing in line, and then they let us go into the theater. So they did like a red carpet. We saw Bill Paxton, Fred Durst, and a whole bunch of other people for these other movies I've never heard of. And when... Then they lined us up at the theater, but they were like, hey, you got to wait for the famous people to go in first.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just standing there. And I think me and Tony got there 6 hours early. So we were first or second in line. And we were just standing there. And Fred Durst walks in. He's like, oh, yeah, yeah. And then he goes, you're really going to enjoy this movie. And he pointed right at me. It's like, hell yeah. And people were bugging him for autographs and stuff. And I was like, I'm not going to do that. And decided not to. And then after the movie, I just had the inclination. I was like, we should just stay here for a second. And I asked Tony, I was like, you okay with staying here for 5-10 minutes? He's like, yeah. We sat there for a minute. Everybody cleared out. We sat there some more. And then he just came, walked up, and he goes, what'd you guys think of the movie? I was like, oh, sweet.
Holy shit.
So we started talking to him. We both got our picture taken with him.
Nice.
Yeah. Couldn't believe it. And yeah, that was before cell phones really too. So I had it my digital camera.
Right. Your 2 megapixel.
Hell yeah. Yeah. Nope. It's good times.
Good times.
But yeah, the movie sucked. But I mean, they had a budget of like $5,000. So, and I don't like John Travolta.
Mm, yeah.
I really, what's the last thing he made that you were like, oh, John Travolta, I love you.
What was that movie, with Samuel L. Jackson?
Yes. Was it Yes? Somebody help him?
Was it Face Off?
No.
It was not.
That's Nicolas Cage.
He was in that too. Let's see. The Poison Rose, Trading Point.
Wait, Sam Jackson was in Face Off?
No,
no, it was Nicolas Cage. And,
well, yeah, okay.
It was a little ways back.
A little ways back. Say,
you're messing with me.
It was definitely before Wild Hogs.
Wild Hogs. Ladder 49?
Basic.
The Punisher?
Basic. That
Chris,
was it.
Chris, here you go, buddy. Look back here, Chris.
Nice.
Yep, good old emo me.
Hell yeah, that's awesome.
It's like, oh, I got my picture taken with my dad. So awesome.
I love the guy on the far right.
Yep, ruined my photo. Anyways, could not believe that shit happened. I don't know, man. I don't know of any feature film.
It's been a while.
Yeah, Swordfish is good.
Was it?
I love that movie.
Yeah, because Halle Berry shows her boobs in it.
Yeah, that is the best part. That is the best part. Thanks, Reddit. Thank God for GIF technology, or GIF, however you like to say it. Nude scene on repeat. Not really. I don't do that all the time. Only all the time.
Only sometimes.
Only sometimes. But yeah, no, the movie's no good. Travolta does okay, but I'm not sure... You know, I'm not going to say it out loud, but you know that the advice that Robert Downey Jr. gives Ben Stiller in Tropic Thunder?
I love you 3000?
Nope. When he's
taking a few steps back and literally fuck your own face?
That's part of it. That's Tom Cruise. God, I love that. It's the advice about playing Simple Jack.
Ah, yes, that one.
Mm.
That's the advice that John Travolta probably should have listened to. I'm not sure, though. Like, and it's so weird that in the culture we have right now, it's not weird, I guess, but you don't know how to react to it.
Right.
It's like, what can I criticize this performance? Or do I have to like it? But without upsetting anybody.
We don't have to like it. You just can't say anything about it.
But it's really weird. It's like, is he doing this right? Like, I don't know. It's like, I'm not... any kind of
autistic.
Yeah. And I'm wondering, I was like, is he playing this right? Because it's really weird.
Yeah.
And I've met a lot of people and they're not this weird, but and then like he'll be like 100% like, whoa, and then other times not so much. So, and then when I was reading about it, it said that he came to set in character, and I was like, oh, I would have killed myself.
Yeah.
Would have been like, get out of here.
Yeah, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah. And but anyways, it's worth watching for sure. And I, you know, the everything that Fred Durst did was fine. So, let's talk about this first beer.
This is a Tups DDH Series 16.
This changes every time they make it, right?
Correct. It's like a Selimans.
Selimans from Martin House. If y'all don't know what that is, they use different hops in every batch. Well, I guess they've probably recycled some hops by now.
I would assume so.
But yeah, it's whatever the hell they feel
they
like.
They still
making.
Make that? I haven't seen it in a while.
You're yeah. That's depressing. You might be right. What do you think?
It's all right.
On first glance, it definitely looks like a hazy IPA.
But I also am just getting over a cold, so I can't smell or taste anything very well. So
It is a hazy IPA.
What release was it?
16.
16.
Batch number 16.
And we also have the variant of the 16.
So this one is 50% Sabro hops, 25% Ariana, 25%, and then Callista, 25%.
All in the running for my next daughter's name.
Is that a spoiler alert, Rody?
Yes, yeah, spoiler alert.
Nope. Yeah. Whew. Yeah. No, it's really good. It's definitely, it's got a haze character, haze flavor.
Yep.
It's tropical.
Surprise. I got the same exact beer, but it has blood orange in it.
Really? Mm-hmm. That's
the variation.
Mm-hmm.
Good job, buddies. 7%, both 7. This is really good though. I would buy this. And I think it's not too expensive, like $12 for a 6-pack.
Yeah, something like that.
Or it's probably $10 for a 4-pack. Riddle me that, man. I would buy a 6-pack for $14, but not a 4-pack for $10. Riddle me that. Somebody explain it, but whatever. $10 for 4 beers just seems so, like, that's expensive.
What the? I can't put a 10 spot on this.
And you've helped me out a lot by explaining to me, like, oh, well, if you were to buy a pint at a bar, it'd probably cost $10. So you're getting a hell of a deal by buying this 6-pack.
It's true.
Quit whining.
Yeah, especially like Bombers. You're like, holy fuck, that's $20. You're like, well, if you think about it, that's 32 ounces. So that's actually like 3.5 beers. So
unless you dump it out the sink.
Right.
Me and Rody, we actually popped a Bomber for tonight and flushed it in the sink. The whole thing.
So
it's that bad?
Big Bad Baptist. It was definitely infected.
Oh, damn.
Infected! Unless I heat and cooled it enough to make... Oh, would that do that? It's a good question.
Would it re-ferment if you heat and cooled it a bunch? Yeah. Probably.
Would it make it sour like that?
I guess it depends.
So did it taste super sour?
Oh, yeah. It was disgusting.
It was a little astringent.
Yep. Tasted like his Darkness Falls that he brought on here.
Oh, damn.
I still have one more can.
Yummy. You need to take that to Perez and celebrate.
Age it for another year.
Take it to Perez. Celebrate.
Celebrate. Good.
I'll trade you one of my cans for one of your cans.
Yeah, you could get the, damn it, I don't know the name of the beer. The one that they've canned that everybody likes, the sour.
Yeah, the Zombie Raspberry is what it looks like.
Looks cool. I like it. I dig the artwork. I'm following the guy that did the artwork on Instagram. Like, hey, if I ever have to do a rap album cover, coming to you.
You're my guy.
You're my album cover guy for the record that I'm not writing. I'm writing a record. Not really. I went up to Funky Picnic and hung out and had all of Michael's delicious beers. That man is doing some good stuff. But you both know that.
Hell yeah.
Meh.
Got his Belgium IPA. It was freaking good.
Which version is it right now? Last time I was up there, it was blueberry.
Oh, no, it was just Belgian IPA.
Okay.
Straight. And then I'm bad with all that stuff. You're better, but he let me sample something that he's working on. Oh, so good. And I think it was just, I can't remember. I'd have to ask him. It's better to ask them anyways.
Right.
But it was just the base. And the base was uncarbonated. And I was like, oh my God, dude. I don't even like beers that aren't IPAs, and this is good. But yeah, we had a couple laughs about all that business. Got to check out the new bottle shop that's opening in Fort Worth. Pretty stoked about that. They're in the process of building. It's called Southside Cellar. Like them on Facebook if you don't.
Where's it at?
It's going to be off of Maine. Oh, it's pretty much, dude, it is walking distance from Funky Picnic. And
so, oh, really?
Yeah, you walk down past Hop Infusion, go another quarter of a block, and turn to your left, and there it is.
125 South Main Street.
Yeah, nice. Maine. And it is badass. I'm excited about it. Cannot wait. He's going to have a bar in one half of the building. The other half of the building is a bottle shop.
Nice. I do work in Fort Worth a lot.
Yeah, and it's pretty much in that hospital district.
Mm-hmm.
I am stoked. Michael took me down there. I met the owner, and he was installing some stuff. And I was like, it was good that I thank you, David Clark, for the experience of putting stuff together, because he was talking about things. And I was like, oh, your regulators. And it's like, woo! I know what I'm talking about a little bit here.
You didn't just say, like, all of your Warren G's over there?
No. But I guess I asked him a kind of dumb question because I wasn't sure where I didn't see the tanks, and I was like, "You're gonna put the tanks in that closet?" He's like, "No, they're going over here to the office." And I was like, "Oh." The answer just seemed like it was stupid. I was like, "Oh man." It's like, I just care where your NOS tank is, man. I gotta get my car going fast. Nitrogen, bro. I need NOS. Yeah, so it was pretty cool. That was my Thanksgiving.
Nice.
Going to fucking picnic. Nah. How did y'all's Thanksgiving go, Chris?
It's pretty good. Did Jay smoke some turkey legs that were amazing? Really, really good. Just sat around, drank some beer, split a crap ton of wood the day before Thanksgiving.
Ooh, building up your muscles?
Yeah, we split about 3 cords worth of wood.
When he says splitting, he means they put it in a machine and split it for them. Oh, my
God.
Hey, that's still hard as shit, doing that much.
No. When you do it by hand with an axe.
Well, yeah, that fuck that.
That's
what
my dad would make me do for punishment.
That is hard as shit.
Yep. So, is this all wood that he's chopped down from his new property?
Yeah, from all his trees out the in his front yard.
Didn't y'all finally get the stuff from Humboldt?
Yeah, we got that. All that rest of that wood, all that pecan.
From his tenant's house?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I love this. Jay has tenants. I hope they're paying their rent on time.
I hope they're fucking that house up.
Oh, yeah. Well, let's be honest. They don't need to.
Yeah, it's already there.
Damn. They got the lights put up.
They have a basketball court as their floor.
Did the lights fall down?
No, they put Christmas lights up.
Oh, on the Humboldt house?
Yeah.
The girls? Or yeah, Jay did.
Their tenants did.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
nice. Cool. That'll attract all the hobos.
it's like flashing. We have money.
That's a homing beacon.
Rob here.
For the holiday spirit, yes, Rudy, it is.
Come rub our tree.
Oh, my God.
If I lived in that place and I did something like that, I would just have a bunch of empty boxes underneath my tree and then hide all the rest of them in a room. So if anyone robbed me, they would all.
Oh my God!
Could just empty boxes.
That is so awesome. That is probably a brilliant idea. You could probably the way people are just market that. I will come in and replace your presents with empty boxes. Pay me $100.
They will be immaculately wrapped.
That's actually smart, is it? Because people would just grab them and they'd try to go so fast they'd run.
Yep.
Be like, we got them. Go.
You get to pick what you want in them.
Yeah, you can put dog poop in them.
Dog poop, rotten eggs.
Bombs.
Stink bombs. Glitter bombs.
Glitter bomb, yes. That one of those
fucking rats.
That's so gross. One of those dash cam doorbell cam videos where that lady fractures her ankle. It's one of the funniest videos.
Jesus.
She goes, gets the package, takes off back towards the car, and leg goes sideways.
Oh.
So then the husband comes out and has to get her, like drags her to the car. They still steal the package, though.
Well, I mean, you've gone through all that effort. You might as well.
It's like, I would give anything for that to have been a glitter bomb, though.
Yeah.
Fractured your ankle for a glitter bomb.
Or a paint bomb to go off in their car.
Oh.
Tagged.
For thief labeled across your forehead. How was your Thanksgiving, Rody?
It was okay until about Friday when I started getting sick.
Yeah.
Which is why I sound spectacular right now.
Got that sexy phlegm going on. I'd
say do the Phoebe, man. Yeah, everybody loves that voice.
Sex cat. That's the song, right?
Mm-hmm.
Was that song a euphemism for something?
Smelly cat?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm. I always wondered that.
Maybe.
What are they feeding you? Like unwrapped penises? Is that what you're saying?
I'm not sure if that's where he was going.
Unwrapped penises?
Yeah, smelly cat, vagina.
Yeah, that's where I was going with it.
Gonorrhea.
Okay.
So that's how babies are made. What do you think of a baby Yoda?
Spoiler alert, Rody. Some people haven't watched it yet. If you don't have Disney Plus, it's going to be a...
Are they going to give that thing an actual name, you think?
I don't know.
It has a name.
Baby Yoda.
It's just really, it's Yoda.
It's funny, all the people on the internet arguing about, ooh, it's a clone, it's this or that. I'm like, it's none of that. It's just a baby of the species. Maybe they'll tell us what the species is, maybe not. That's what everybody's kind of, the people that are real serious are like, we hope that this, you know, they name the species and you find out where they live, maybe, and like maybe it wants to go home. Be cool.
It's like E.T. Like, this whole story is E.T. Right.
The Mandalorian just like second character now.
You brought up E.T. Did you see that stupid ass commercial?
Yeah, that was weird.
There's E.T. in a commercial?
Yeah, no, it was like a sequel to the movie. E.T. comes back and hangs out with the same actor.
As an Elliot, adult.
Yeah, hangs out with his family.
Nice.
And they watch Comcast together because it's a Comcast commercial. Who did E.T.? Who owns that? Is that? It's not Fox. Whoever it is, DreamWorks, I think. Screw you for letting Comcast make that commercial. Look, E.T.'s all about Comcast. Comcast is terrible. Uh-oh. E.T. the Extraterrestrial. Is that the actual name of the movie, E.T. the Extraterrestrial?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Boring. I hated that movie, so I'm one of the few people on planet Earth, and it makes people mad at me. They want to argue with me. I'm like,
I feel like if people went and watched it again now, they'd be like, that's pretty fucking terrible.
I hated everything about it, man. I hated his voice. Ouch. I was like, God, this is this is so stupid. And he's like, give me the Reese's Pieces, I'm an alien. That noise he makes, it makes me want to hide. And he takes off running. And then, like, I guess even as a kid, I could tell that the bicycle thing was so fake.
Right, with all the wires.
Yeah, and the music, and it was just like, I just never was into it. And he's like, I'll be right here. And then he goes back to wherever the hell he goes. So maybe it's because I had no friends, and I felt like I was relating to friends leaving or something. Maybe that's why I hated it. I have no friends. Or I was moving a lot as a kid, and I was like, this is bullshit. Maybe my parents saw that, and that's why we never moved again.
Maybe.
I don't remember too much about that movie. I think I only saw it once.
I definitely just gave like a complete rundown of it really quick.
Yeah, sure. There's not much to it.
No, and except for Drew Barrymore was a little tiny girl in there. I had that in there. And the music's pretty good. Like, I wouldn't be able to, like, you could play probably three notes and I'd recognize it. Like Jurassic Park, same kind of situation. Which I think they're... Is E.T. Steven Spielberg?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I thought so. But yeah, not a fan. And the commercial was really stupid. But they're like, he's back. He came back to hang out with them, and then he leaves again. Yeah. Like, what are you doing to my heartstrings?
Come back.
So Thanksgiving was this? Yeah, we just did the same crap. Met with my family, got to hang out. My brother's having a baby.
Did you eat... What'd you eat this year, though?
I was about to say, now this year on a...
Tofurkey.
Oh, tofurkey.
Yeah, I don't eat turkey, guys. It's only chicken.
Wait.
Only chicken.
What's the difference?
I don't know. Turkey is not a... When you're looking at diets and stuff, turkey is not all over the place. Chicken is on every healthy-ass diet that exists.
But I feel like...
I feel like turkey is more, I guess, like leaner than chicken, so it'd be better.
And I feel like chicken is more readily available. That's probably why it's on everything.
Sure.
Yep, so... Leave me alone.
You'd be like,
you're pressuring me right now, and I don't like it.
Like, if quail was better than chicken, like, would you? Because it's so much harder to get your hands on.
I'm quail man, 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 man. I wear a belt on my head. Quail's hard to get your hands on it, I guess.
There's a few of them. They don't, like, just have factories that breed them.
True. Yeah. That, see, now you're about to make me quit eating chicken. Careful. I had to tell somebody. I was like, stop. It was her. I'm like, you don't understand how hard this was for me in the first place.
Right.
So the sheer thought of it. And she was like, because she was like, oh, we need to eat this. I'm like, no. I'm right where I want to be right now. Jay. You know, Jay's like, hey, I'm going to make you some stuff. Eat this deer. I'm like, dude, I am right where I want to be right now. Let's take a break here. Already feel guilty about it, and I have to deal with that.
Did you eat anything new?
Nope. Same old. Well, I mean, it's my dad's Thanksgiving. There's nothing there anyways.
Okay.
He's vegan.
Right. He's full vegan now?
Yeah.
Really?
Old age, like this one you do. Yeah, we had a 70th birthday party on Saturday.
Okay.
Damn.
It's nuts. It's just boo. Hey.
So no, like green bean casserole or anything?
Nope.
I guess there's milk in that.
Well, somebody brought macaroni and cheese. That was about the only animal ingredient we had for Thanksgiving. I'm sure that tofurkey and all that, there's some crap in there that they don't tell you about.
Some isinglass or something.
I read an article today that was completely real. Back in the 90s, 90 to like 96, McDonald's used beef fat in their... They pre-fried their french fries in beef fat and their hash browns in beef fat, put them out there and acted like they didn't do it.
Surprise.
It literally, the title of the article was, "Why does McDonald's french fries and hash browns taste so good?" Mm. Beef fat. That's why. It's like, God damn. I mean, I've always known that stuff was pre-cooked, but I didn't know it was that pre-cooked.
Right.
It is pre-cooked.
Do they still do that?
They now use supplements. They're still not vegan, though, because they use like three different ingredients that neither you nor I could pronounce, and one of them is a dairy product. So they're like, oh, they're still not vegan. So you think you're going to McDonald's, I'll get some french fries. There's no meat here.
I feel like if you're vegan, you just need to come to the realization that you're going to have to make your own food.
Yeah.
Because you can't trust anybody.
No, that's the best way. I mean, they're not cleaning it. No,
I wouldn't even trust Spirals.
No place. Well, Spirals doesn't have none. No animal products. Zero. I mean, they might get some ingredients.
I still wouldn't trust them. Unless I make sure that I'm making it. If I was going to be full vegan, I wouldn't trust fucking anybody.
If you're
going to
be strict, yeah. No, you're right. Because, even if you get a salad, you don't know if they're putting the wrong dressing on there or something.
Right.
Or they're like, no, we clean the grill. No, they don't. Oh, we clean the grill before we put your burger on, sir.
Well, it's so easy to just, oh, no, that's fine. Oh, that raspberry vinaigrette was fine. No, that had some stock in it.
Yeah. Or the worker at the factory that just knocks over a thing of meat. Let me put this T-bone. Put this T-bone in the raspberry vinaigrette. I got your vegans. Fuck you up. Like right after you're done.
You know there's an asshole that does that.
Oh, yeah. Right after you're done eating, he pops out.
Yeah, I got you, motherfucker.
You vegan. Damn, dude, calm down. I like how I spiked the audio over there.
Yep.
That's my vegan surprise face. No, you are 100% correct. And that's why, because I used to not eat eggs. Remember, there were a long time ago, I used to not eat eggs or whatever. And then I was like, I'm dropping that. Eggs and lard, like having to go to a Mexican restaurant, do you put lard in your beans? And then when the waitress that makes $2.75 an hour, that's like 12, says, nope. I'm like, you are a liar.
You don't even know what lard is.
Yeah.
Get out of here.
So I gave up on all that and just moved on. Moved on. I was cool with it. I need to get to this. You're already like three ahead of me. What'd you think of the blood orange?
Ooh, I liked it better. It gave it a little more citrusy taste.
Citrus. That other one was kind of citrusy to me, but I guess I don't know.
But like I said, I'm getting over cold, so.
So my dad's 70th. He played a little Five Nights at Freddy's on the VR.
How
so,
did that
holy
go?
Shit.
He liked it.
Did he?
He thought VR was. He's like, this is pretty neat. Played it for a minute.
I do have one question. Why wasn't I invited?
It was nobody. It was just family.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not Royce's family reunion. You can't come.
No good qualities.
Yeah, that would have been awesome. But you weren't home anyways on Saturday, were you?
This Saturday?
Well, you were sick.
Yeah. Well, we got you all sick. It's fine.
Mm. Holy crap. That is blood orange.
Mm-hmm.
There is some real... I wonder if it's real or extract. Of course, they won't tell you, but...
Woo! I would guess extract.
Woo! Yeah, blood orange. Hi. So, there's a restaurant here in DFW, for those of you listening, that serves blood orange mimosas. I don't know if they still do that, but it's called the Bearded Lady. It was a hit there, blood orange mimosas. Mm-hmm. That tastes like... Literally, it tastes like blood orange, like grapefruit juice with a hint of beer.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty good. I could drink. Caitlin could drink that.
Not bad. And I don't know. I think I stopped buying this stuff at Series 6 because it was a lot of floaties in it. But unfiltered. This is pretty clean for a hazy. So evidently they are doing better with their process.
Good job, Tips. Tips Brewery. That was one of the cooler places that we went to. And Sarah from Lexenteria goes there all the time.
It's just so far out there.
Yeah. Well, that was one of the places where the cotton candy beer is where we got the... They brought us those pretzels or something. I don't remember. We asked for... And they were like... In the outside. It was kind of like Cobra on the outside, but on the inside was... It's all wood. It's pretty nice.
Yeah, it's huge.
I'm going to go back.
They have that fountain.
That's the one thing having Connor... Like, I miss going to all these breweries. Most of them, you can bring kids. That's not the problem. It's just you can't set them down.
Right, and they're... Nap time is usually in the middle of the day, which is when you'll usually be in the brewery.
Yeah. And you can't set him down. Like, I feel so bad because that's all he wants now. Connor's like, down.
Right.
Doesn't want to be carried. Doesn't want to be in the stroller.
I want to run.
He just points down at the ground the whole time when he's in the stroller. He just does this. Like, dang, man. Then he gets down and he runs off and you're like, hey, don't leave. And he just, Mr. Independent, bye.
He gone.
It's like, what the heck? So I feel bad when I force him to go to some of these places. Boring. Like, we took him to New Maine and he just kept trying to escape the whole time. He's like, I'm leaving. I'm like, you have this whole entire conversation room. No one is in this room.
Right.
He wanted to go out the door.
He wanted to go talk to the bartender. That's very interesting.
Yes, he did. I'm going to mark that off the list. So Ballast Point was bought from Constellation Brands, which, for those of you that don't know, they own Corona and Modelo.
I believe so.
And a couple others. Who cares? Ballast Point was bought from them, which they paid $1 billion for.
Yep.
They paid $1 billion to buy Ballast Point. Ballast Point's based out of San Diego, if you don't know who they are. They make quite a few. They made some of the better IPAs back in the day.
And they also have a distillery, or they did.
You're right. Is that still?
I'm not sure.
You're right. Oh, that's a good question. So some little Chicago brewery, I still don't understand it. They apparently were talking to, I'm wondering if Constellation approached them about, hey, we want to buy you. And they're like, no, we don't want to be around Ballast Point. And they're like, well, we're trying to get rid of Ballast Point. Oh, how much is it? Yeah, sure. We will buy it. It's like, how did this conversation even get brought up?
Yeah, and I read, and I don't know if it's true, but supposedly the person that owns that brewery is like a millionaire, and it's like a side project for him. He just likes brewing.
Oh, okay. So he's one of those fucking actors on Supernatural?
Probably.
Excuse me. I make a stupid TV show. Here, I have millions. Start a brewery. Good for you.
Good job. So now they're crapped again?
That's what I said to David, and David was like, yep. It's like, let's do it. Let's go. They're back on the radar. I can buy $14 six-packs of Sculpin again.
Mm. The liquor company from Ballast Point is called Cutwater.
Cutwater.
Yeah.
Nice. So I guess they're still going.
Okay.
I wonder if they bought both or if they just got... It's a good question, too. The beer. If they just got the beer. Because how could you... So if you bought something for $1 billion 6 years ago... Boy, they'd have to be pouring some profits to make that money back.
Yeah.
But I feel like they wouldn't have cut their loss there because there's no way that Ballast Point's operating at a loss. I guess I don't know. It could have been.
I mean, how much Ballast Point do you see in Texas now? I think they pulled out, didn't they?
No. It's still at Total Wine.
Is it? Okay.
But you're right. It's smaller profile. Way smaller. And then I was reading about the fact that the Sculpin, their number one IPA, and how hazy came in, and Ballast Point did constantly, they didn't even try to answer it. They didn't even try to
right.
Just sit on their thumb, and that's part of why it went down. And then I read, well, continuing on that tree, it was like all these big brands that don't understand the small profiles and don't understand that you got to adapt in the craft beer land, and that you can't do a triple batch of Sculpin, and then 3 weeks later, Hazy's popular. They're like, the market is easier for the smaller breweries to operate because they can react to changes in the culture.
Right.
So yeah, got all that out in my tongue there.
Can't wait for the smoked beers to.
I'll never drink another smoked beer, dude. Catch up.
Some Rausch beer.
It's the worst New Year's ever. And then you proposed.
Mm.
The smoked beer, Rhodey's proposal. Those will always correlate now.
That's why you were so angry in that picture.
No. Those will always correlate. I hate when a bad event and a good event correlate, because you'll think about the good event, you're like, it was so great, except for that smoked beer.
Except for that fucking 32-ounce smoked beer that I bought.
It was a growler, and it was so gross.
Fuck you, Whole Foods, for not giving me a taste of that before I bought it.
Whew, that was terrible. Whew. It literally tasted like smoke, people. Like somebody was smoking and blowing at my mouth.
There's a cut.
Blake was there, tried to give Blake some, tried to give Jay some. No one was like, yeah, I'll drink it. Most of the time, Jay's like, yeah, sure, I'll drink it. But he was like, that's rough.
Wonder if you like marinated your chicken in that, if it'd be all right.
That might have been okay. Which, I'm going to tell the story. You just said marinating your chicken. 2 weeks ago, we had friends Thanksgiving with Sarah.
Mm-hmm.
Lord knows I love Sarah to death. My sister-in-law, she's awesome. She decided to marinate a chicken in an IPA.
Okay.
Nice.
One can of Deep Ellum.
Just one.
Of Deep Ellum.
Okay.
I'm like, and everybody's like, oh, this tastes so great. I'm like, there's no hot profile in Deep Ellum's little one can of 6% IPA. I'm just like, this is...
What are you doing here?
It's just so funny because everybody's like, yeah, we can taste the IPA. It's like
fuck you. No, you can't.
It's like, and so she bought five different, so she had to buy a mixed six pack because she only wanted one can of Deep Ellum. So she gave me the rest of it. You know, she knows I drink that stuff. I was like, thank you. And it was awesome. She gave me two of the Revolver, not the Iron Head.
Sidewinder?
No, this was a tropical IPA. It was actually good.
Oh, what's a fucking thing?
But the funny part was,
it's an Asian thing, isn't
it? The Revolver beer was 7%. I was like, this is what you should have marinated it. It actually had a hop character to it.
Right, and kind of a citrusy.
Yeah. There was two cans of that.
Full Tang.
That's it, Full Tang. Yep, thank you.
Ha! Take that, Chris.
Damn it.
There were two cans of that, two cans of the Deep Ellum IPA, and another can of something else, but I was just like, and I told Caitlin, I was like, oh yeah, it should have been something with 10 or 11% alcohol that's not double IPA is what you'd want to marinate it in.
Dude, if I did like a milkshake orange IPA, I would call it Full Tang.
Yeah. But it was just funny. I was like, man, I wonder how many people cook with this kind of crap. I mean, you could marinate blood and honey, get maybe some orange chicken or something for an Asian dish.
Maybe.
But if you want hop characteristics, you're not going to get it out of a 6% IPA.
You think a Dream Crusher would work?
Yeah, maybe. It's more malty, though. You're going to get a lot of that malty flavor.
Mm.
You want a dry hopped, a double dry hopped beer is what you'd probably want. If you're trying to carry over that hop flavor. I don't know. It depends on what flavor you're trying to get. But there was no... The chicken was fine. It was smoked. And marinated. It was great. I guess Brandon smoked it. It was delicious. But it was just funny. I was just like, you're not going to get any kind of marinating with 12 ounces. Whole chicken with 12 ounces of Deep Ellum IPA.
What about like a malt liquor, like a Four Loko?
We still need to do that.
I thought that was happening. Yeah, I thought I was drug into that.
You were drug into that. We just need to find a weekend to do that.
That's disgusting. Jay's ready though, and he's all.
Oh yeah, he's all about super that.
Pump.
We want to bake it or smoke it or do a combination.
Smoke.
I was thinking grilling, but
a grill.
Smoke.
I mean, smoked grape. I don't know.
Like boil the Four Loko underneath the chicken. Let that smoke hit it.
That would probably ruin
that's just
his smoker.
Syrup, yeah. Yeah, you're gonna need to put it in a tray, but ugh. Oh, it's so gross, man.
I'm gonna start buying cans of Four Loko right now.
I have now officially looked 4 different places for that seltzer.
Chris has given up, he told me.
I went to a place where they actually had all the Four Lokos and not that one.
I still can't find it.
Go to fourloko.com, see if there's a map. It's like, where to find it, bro? Maybe there'll be a bro dude bro. A bro dude bro to show us where to get it. Bro dude bro. Yeah, I guess we didn't finish our Baby Yoda talk. No spoilers. Baby Yoda's awesome. It's cute.
It is cute.
The pops and the plushes that are... It's all not released until March.
I was about to say, have you ordered yours?
No, I don't really care that much about... I'm more of I need to know where everything's going before I buy things these days. Oh, sweet. I love this. Canceled. I'm not about that life anymore. Like, I'll buy all this Baby Yoda stuff and he'll die next week. I'm good. That's what happened with all my Game of Thrones merchandise that ain't worth the plastic it's printed on.
Oh, no.
They're like, yeah, everybody hates that now. They ruined it. Dude, they ruined it. That stupid Night King that I have that was worth $100.
Uh-huh.
15 right now.
Oh, no.
Nobody wants it.
Oh, that HBO exclusive you got?
Yeah. Nobody wants that crap. They're like, Arya killed the Night King with a dagger. I don't want it. I guess I don't really blame them. But I'm fine with it because, I mean, I like it.
Yeah.
I like Jon Snow. And I'll never forget all of us hanging out watching every episode together.
Right.
Good times. You still can't find it? There's no map or nothing?
There's a map, but that's not the right one. They're just, none of them have it.
That's some bullshit. Put within 100 miles. We will drive hour and a half to go get this stuff.
Yeah, don't put Burleson. Put Fort Worth.
Yeah, or Dallas. Look in the hood. They'll have it. Oh, look, there's quite a few dots there.
Yeah, but it's got gold, sour apple, watermelon.
Some bullshit. Chris, you're just going to have to go home and call every store.
Right.
Until you find it. Where's our Four Loko seltzer?
Although, I would be worried to go into the place that has all of the flavors. I feel like that's not the best neighborhood.
No. Hell no. I don't know, man. Me and Wayne used to throw down some Four Loko before they took the energy out of it. Four Loko had caffeine for a little while, didn't it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it did. That's what was killing all the peoples.
Wait, isn't sour grape the seltzer?
No.
Are you sure? Are you absolutely, positively sure?
Pretty sure.
Have I been looking?
Chris, are you looking for the wrong fucking thing?
No.
No, that's good.
Hard seltzer is black cherry.
Ew.
Can you not narrow it down to black cherry?
Four Loko seltzer. Hey, wait, there's a release date. Let's see what the release date says.
It doesn't even have it on the flavors.
The scheduled release was planned for early 2020. Oh, it was moved up. Yep. New Four Loko debuts hard seltzer to compete with White Claw. It might not be in Texas yet, so.
Keep looking, Chris.
You might be all right. That's interesting.
Don't give up. Don't ever give up.
Yeah, don't give up. Oh, we're going to have... Oh, my God. It's 12% seltzer.
Oh.
It's going to be so bad.
It's going to be so sweet.
Why do you advertise it like that? I mean, anything that is advertised like that with a 12% on top, it's not going to be good. It's not going to be good, dude. It's Four Loko with a hint of black cherry.
Oh, it's all malt with a hint of black cherry.
It's a malt seltzer. Too bad we don't have a beer expert on here to tell us what that means.
It means gross.
Four Loko. God damn. Anyways.
Chris, look up Florida. I bet you'll find it there.
I'm looking in California right now and they don't even have it.
Let's check out this new STP song. For those of you that don't know who STP is, it's Stone Temple Pilots. I actually like this. I'm excited about this. I'm all right with it.
Not bad.
Sounds like Stone Temple Pilots again.
Yeah.
I guess we haven't heard a hard rock version, you know, because they do hard rock songs too. That's just the song there. What's the song they're most famous for? I feel like an idiot. Freak. No. Creep. Creep. No.
That's Radiohead.
God damn it. I'm half the man I used to be. I don't know the name of that song. Cause I'm feeling like a dumb defeat. And I'm half the man I used
Interstate
to
Love
be.
Song?
Nope, that's a good one though. Is Interstate Love Song. I am smelling like a rose. That's Dead and Buried.
Vaseline.
Dead and Bloated.
Vaseline's good. Dead and Bloated.
Oh, Creep is one of them.
See, I'm not completely play. Click on that Creep. Let's just ruin this podcast right now with advertising. Yeah, I was right the whole time. How dare you?
You were.
Forward yesterday makes me want. Like, it's pretty cool when you're 16 and sad and you listen to that. You're like, I'm half man. When you're not even.
My parents don't understand me.
But a lot of people don't know that Chester replaced Scott Weiland, and he was going to be there. He was their singer, and then he killed himself. Did Scott Weiland officially kill himself? Or was that accidental? Because if he joins STP, that means you're going to kill yourself. So I hope that new singer lives. Because Chester killed himself. Scott Weiland, cause of death. Oh, no. 2015. It's been 4 years. Jesus.
Drinking and taking too much cocaine.
So that's not suicide.
Yeah, that's... Oh, man.
Partying too hard.
Isn't that kind of suicide?
Assisted.
If you need to... If you need to get out of reality that bad, isn't that kind of suicide?
I mean, that's just a normal weekend for me. So
that's true.
I'm not computing what you're saying here, man.
12 bumps and 30 beers.
I mean, after we finish the show, I do the lines over here. I'm fine.
Do the pre-show bumps and the post-show bumps.
No, that's interesting. Okay, so they've only had one singer kill themselves.
Chester.
But I'm okay with it. What do you're that's our genre of music back in the day. 90s.
Meh.
Is it meh? Because you didn't really like STP that much though.
No, I like STP. It's too soft. It's too.
You don't want to go soft.
Yeah, it's I don't know.
Well, perhaps we have something harder for you, Rody.
Some cattle decapitation. Perfect. This is the second song of the new Stone Temple Pilots album.
I wish. I'd be first in line to see this version of Stone Temple Pilots. So the weird part about these guys is, fast forward it, like, yeah.
Do they have some melody to it?
No, it's like 1980s. Hilarious.
Oh, high pitched.
Hold on, here it comes. Yep. Yep. Crank. Here you go. Well, I could be wrong. It was 80s. It was like Dio singing. We keep fighting. They're not going to sue us. Fuck you, cattle.
That sounds like a death clock song.
I would tell them, like, if they tried to sue us, I'd be like, you're not very metal. You're suing a little podcast. That's not metal of you. No, it gets 1980s, though. And then I was looking at everything. I was like, they're kind of a 1980s metal. Like, look at the... That's 1980s, their album cover.
Yeah, a little bit.
It's like, okay. Hit play again, Chris. We got to find this chorus. Oh, I think that was...
Yep.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
The breakdown.
Pretty good, man. Sure, I don't want to read the lyrics. That's what it. So, being completely real, that's what I hate about some of these bands. Like, that's okay with me. And then you read the lyrics, and it's over the top on purpose.
Right.
It's literally like, cut a cow's throat, bathe in the blood, have fun with it, jerk off. It's like, ah. Like, some of them do that.
Every new life is a tragedy in waiting, a fresh beginning for hopelessness, a new chance to infiltrate, build, then destroy.
That's how I live my life.
Chris, Google suicides or on the YouTube suicide silence down with love. I think that's what it is. No,
new singer or old singer? Old singer.
It's the new old singer's gone, man. He died.
Well, I didn't know if this is an old or a new song.
This is a new song that just came out. And
Love Me to Death?
Yep, it is beautiful. I forgot this came out. People are getting a taste of the music that I like. This is... The old singer better, but... Dope.
Oh, I mean, he hits the highs pretty well. Where'd they find this guy?
He's not broken. I don't know what to do. This part's kind of crazy, though. I made a death. I made a death. I like it. So, yeah, I like it. And hopefully Jesse's listening right now. Like,
Stone Temple Pilots is better.
It's the same kind of colors on the album cover there.
It does look similar.
But yeah, I forgot Suicide Silence back. But if you get bored, go listen to their album before this in 2017. Mm-hmm. The entire thing was new metal. It sounds like Korn.
No.
I don't know how I missed it. I had no idea it was there.
Because it was new metal.
So basically this came out. Well, I stopped. The album that came out after Mitch died was not very good. I mean, how do you... I don't even know how you go in the studio and make a good record. Singer died, you know? He was the whole band. You Only Live Once is one of the most... that song's so badass.
That is an awesome song.
But anyways... So I listened to that album and I hated it so much. I bought it. I actually have a copy of it. And I'm like, ugh, whatever. So just moved on with my life. And this landed on me somehow. Probably through the Google thing. I was like, hey. And then I was like, hey, when's the CD come out? And I saw the old CD and listened to it. And I was like, oh my God.
Chris,
it is.
Find it.
It is slow. It is new metal. Sounds like Korn and Limp Bizkit. There's no rapping, but. So I listened to like 4 or 5 songs. I was like, whoa.
Chris, look at it. Oh. No, Chris, go back.
Go back?
Like, go back to typing. Take out album.
Oh, just Suicide Silence?
Yeah. Wait for it. Look at the second thing that's up there, Chris.
New metal.
There you go. See? Yeah. So I wasn't joking. We don't want to listen to anybody review the record because that's so fucking annoying. That's what we're doing right now, but it's nothing so weird.
Bunch of fucking assholes.
All right, so this stone, while he finds that, this Enjoy By, this shit's delicious, dude, but it always is. Also, I'm going to argue with him. Do you believe this is unfiltered, Rhodey?
It does not look like it's unfiltered.
9.4? A festively fresh double IPA. And kudos to Stone for putting the damn dates on there. I love you guys. That may or may not work. It's supposed to work, but look at that. Good job, Killswitch.
You just got to take a lot of pain to get it off. Perfect.
Are you okay?
Perfect design.
Well... I'm going to be honest with you. I'm not sure if this was designed to be a bottle opener because on the back of it is lyrics to the song Always. And the other half makes a heart. And it has the other half of the song. I'm with you always from the darkness of night until the morning. And the other one says, I'm with you till death overtakes me. It was a love gift.
Love games.
Yeah.
Love games.
Did you find any of the new metal songs?
Is it from 2014?
I don't think so. Maybe, though.
2017?
That would be it. Oh. Uh-oh.
What's the name of that?
You are on Discogs.
That's just self-titled.
that's it, I think. I believe that is it, Chris, sir.
Violence! Say no violence!
I think that...
That's Doris.
I was about to say, holy crap. That was, I was like, yeah, that's that might be it. Give me a second, and I will find what the name of this record is. No Time to Bleed. Nope. Whoa. Yeah, it is the subtitled, and Doris is the the single.
Yeah,
that's
yeah
the, play that's that the... shit. Yep, this is the new metal. Listen to this.
New metal.
You just gotta put the dots above the U.
Corn.
There's Follow the Leader written all over it.
Is this the guy still the lead singer?
Yeah. Listen to the corn. Listen to the guitar. It's so slow. No double bass.
Yeah, it's weird.
Who should sue his ass right now? Deftones.
That's weird. Still better than Stone Temple Pilots.
And I laugh because that's probably the singer coming in like, hey guys, I'm tired of screaming for 8 hours on the stage. Can we add some stuff where I go like, because I'm tired?
He Aaron Loons them.
Can I go, I'm tired of screaming? It'd be awesome if that was the song.
I just want to sing a little bit.
Screaming.
My throat hurts so much.
I want to talk to you. That's Chino doesn't even have to. He's a genius for making Deftones songs that aren't in key at all, and it works. He's not in key. Works. He's just like, I watch you change
into a fly.
God, I hate Deftones.
We both just got, me and him both could have just replaced his ass. I could do Deftones covers all day. But yeah, Cattle Decapitation. Go get the new Suicide Silence. Get that Cattle Decapitation and the new Stone Temple Pilots, unless you're ready. So I watched Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. I don't think either one of y'all have seen that yet, have you?
No, I haven't yet.
You guys know I'm a giant, giant Brad Pitt fan.
Mm-hmm.
That movie was
horrible.
Brad Pitt was excellent. Leonardo DiCaprio was excellent. I'm just not sure how I feel about the movie itself.
Yeah. Was it a Burn Notice movie?
I don't know what that means.
You loved Burn Notice.
Oh, no, I don't. Never seen Burn Notice.
I thought you'd seen it.
No.
Brad Pitt's in it.
No, he's not. Oh, Burn After Reading.
Burn After Reading, sorry. Thank you.
No, not at all.
Burn Notice, the TV show.
Yeah, I was sitting here like, I've never seen that show.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about.
No, but I can't give it away. So I'm not going to. This is a huge twist in this movie that's just like, huh, okay. That's what you're going to do. That's what you're going to do.
I wouldn't have gone that direction, but cool.
Yeah, so. It's a great movie, though. It's phenomenal. It's Quentin Tarantino for sure. It's got all of his camera angles, everything that he does.
Everybody does.
Twists and turns. It's just, it was, yeah, it's fine. It's fine.
Ball gags and butt sex.
Maybe I could say this. So if you're worried about this, skip the next 2 minutes of the podcast just for comfort. Here we go. Okay. It's a movie about a true story that doesn't follow the true story at all. Okay. We're good. We're back. That's not really a spoiler. I mean, if somebody's like, oh, I'm watching this for this, and they get the other thing, they might be upset. So, but no spoilers. I loved it. DiCaprio kills it. Brad Pitt kills it. So that's all that matters. Tarantino kills it.
Nice.
I liked it. I'd buy it. When it comes on Blu-ray, I may buy it. So
is there any nudity in it?
No, not a cent. But man, so this isn't a spoiler, but Bruce Lee and Brad Pitt's character get into a fight, and it's so funny. God, it's funny. I love it. And Bruce Lee's family got all pissed off about it. So
for using his likeness?
Yeah. No, just the way it was. They're like, that's not what he would do. It's like, well, I'm pretty sure Tarantino does his homework, so.
Was that a big part of it? Who played him? Or was it just like a one-off fight?
I'm not sure. And he wasn't a big part. Maybe 10 minutes out of the three-hour film.
Oh, damn.
And I want to say I'm getting tired of that, too.
Long films?
It kind of sucks, because I like them, because you're like, oh, I want to watch it. You know, you don't want your characters to go away, but The Irishman's 3 hours and 40 minutes long, and I can't find my way to hit play.
Oh, fuck. Is it really?
Yeah, and I want to watch it. I'm sure you do, too. It's De Niro, Pacino, Pesci. Can't hit play. Why? Because that's 4 hours of my day. As soon as I hit play, Connor's going to go, nah. So, no, it's rough. And, yeah, even that movie, I was like, Connor's in bed at 7. We start this at 7:30. It will be over at 11. Play.
Is that on Netflix? I think I saw that.
What? The Irishman? Yeah.
Yeah.
It's on Netflix. That's why I'm battling with it. So I guess neither of y'all watched it.
Mm-mm. I still haven't watched El Camino.
I didn't watch Breaking Bad.
You should, Rhodey. It's good.
What have you been watching, Rhodey?
The Mandalorian.
That's good.
And lots of Disney cartoons. I was about to
say, those are 30 minutes long.
Yeah, I was surprised at the episode length.
Yep, it's normal. It's not
it's like I need more than this.
I know. That's the conundrum right there.
Darkwing Duck.
It's like, I want this to be shorter. It's 30 minutes. Oh, I want it to be longer.
Yep.
That's the conundrum. Darkwing Duck's on Disney. Have you watched it yet?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. We've been watching
there's some good jokes in there.
I watched the entire Spider-Man series that was on there, and then I watched,
which one?
The ultimate, whatever it is.
Okay. Not the old one, no, where all the memes come
from. It's so bad.
It's so terrible.
With Firestar and the ice guy?
The Spider-Man and His Amazing Friends, Chris. I know what that is.
Actually, that was a pretty good one.
Iceman and Firestar. Spider-Man. Spider-Man and His Amazing Friends. I can do voiceovers if you don't know. I'm getting paid. You have to hold both ears on your headphones. You stand back and you go, Spider-Man has had enough. No. No, the newest one, whatever, that's the one I've been watching. Gotcha. We watched all the way up to the current season that they haven't put on there yet.
Mm-hmm. Nova and all those.
And then we're watching The Avengers Assemble, which I like that show. I think it's great.
Mm-hmm.
Add it to your, if you're not watching it, add it. It's awesome.
Okay.
It's the current Avengers. But got a bit of the bad news that I'm not sure I understand yet. None of the cartoons have been officially canceled.
Mm-hmm.
But apparently the budget money that was going to those cartoons has shifted because these other TV shows are so expensive.
Hmm.
So if these stupid effers cancel all cartoons,
right,
to do these shows, I'm going to laugh at them. Disney Plus, like, I was like, this is the place where you need to do X-Men card. You need to do all the cartoons the kids can watch on Saturday mornings. You need to do them.
Right.
This is it. Here it is. Disney Plus is for kids. Do it. It's like, God damn it, man. I'm going to be pissed if they just, no more cartoons. Just these shows. Like, how old do you think Finley would be when she would wake up? I want to watch The Mandalorian. What age is that?
10, maybe.
Maybe. Only because, ooh, Baby Yoda's cute, but it would not capture a
Or because Daddy's obsessed by this, so I have to like it too.
Yeah. It's like, and then I'm thinking, like, if you kill all these cartoons, like, kill every one of them, that's because they've said all of them have stopped. They have 4 or 5 Marvel cartoons, The Guardians, The Galaxy, Marvel Avengers, Spider-Man, and there's one more that they've just stopped because they need that money to go to the Winter Soldier and the Falcon that's going to cost, you know, $50 million an episode. But I'm like, my kid's not going to wake up like, there's such an opportunity. It's right there. It is there. Like, if they revived an X-Men cartoon and put it on there, a good one, it's there. It's like, hey, man, imagine if they did release any cartoons on Saturday mornings on that thing.
Right.
Oh, that'd be awesome. It's there. Got the opportunity. Now we're good.
Now, bro.
Well, they don't even have the X-Men movies on there, which is kind of frustrating.
Yeah.
It's like, you own them.
Or Deadpool, or I guess Deadpool.
Deadpool, no, it's never going on there, which is stupid, too. Logan, neither. And Logan's one of the most popular. Deadpool's better than Logan. All of the Marvel movies are better than Logan. Fight me. Fucking fight me. I will meet you at the playground. So many people are Logan homers. It's so romantic the way he takes care of that kid and dies in the end. It's so new. What's the word? Noir? What is that word? Ugh, L.A. Noir.
Noir?
Yeah, it's so... It's like, shut the fuck up. I hate that. I do not like that movie. Didn't like it when I saw it in theaters. Didn't like it when I tried to watch it here.
And goes to a family and gets them killed.
Oh, Professor X has dementia. You gotta control... Oh, it's so stupid. He killed all the X-Men because his head hurt. God damn. All mutants are dead. Ooh. And then he goes to that farm and gets everybody killed.
Yep.
Stupid.
But take him in and, you know, feed him.
I have blood poisoning from my adamantium. I'm gonna die. That's not how it works. Sorry, Wolverine. Wolverine is forced to live until he can, like, not move anymore. That's his character. But whatever. Stupid. I didn't like it. I still don't like it. Hated it. Fox didn't do one. I can't. First Class on a good day. And Days of Future Past. Days of Future Past, maybe. But even that has stupid. Like, why did Wolverine have to be the one to go back in time? Why couldn't he do anything?
Because he was the most popular.
I know. Then he has to go back with bone claws and can't do any. We never got to see Wolverine tear a sentinel up. Do you know how much that hurts? All you wanted to do was see Wolverine climb up one of those sentinels, cut its head off, and yell out, "Gotcha, bub." No, no, no.
Just like in the cartoon opening?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's all we wanted. It's like, and Fox, that's why Fox sold, because they couldn't figure that shit out. Wait, you want that? Here, here's a skinny-ass Apocalypse that, here. Have this. And that Dark Phoenix. Have you seen it yet?
No.
Finally?
No.
It's so bad. It's one of the worst movies. It's one of the worst movies ever made. It's so bad. So enjoy it when you finally do watch it. Anyways, now that we're ending the show on me tangenting about X-Men, Fox is no more, so can't really gripe about that. And there's so many rumors, of course, a million rumors about the X-Men popping up in these future Marvel movies. And me and Scott, we talked back and forth about the Black Widow trailer, which both of y'all said was all right. So it was weird. Like, Endgame felt like a period. Mm-hmm. Really, like a period. Like, if you picture a sentence, you can picture a sentence. Endgame felt like the period. Mm-hmm. So it's like time to start on the next sentence. And me and Scott were being honest with you. I was like, I'm not excited about nothing right now. As far as Marvel goes. And I was like, is that a good thing or a bad thing? Spider-Man's got one foot out the door. He's not out, but...
Right.
And then it's like, you know that Tony Stark's not coming back. Or Chris Evans. So it's... And then you've got...
Oh, no. The next Guardians will be interesting with Thor.
Nope. Hands down, I'm excited about Guardians and I'm excited about the Thor movie. That's coming before Guardians. They're shooting that now. Yeah. Love and Thunder, but Natalie Portman's going to be Thor.
Right.
And then you've got the Eternals with Angelina Jolie, and I'm just like, I've liked her. I liked her in that Ethan Hunt movie with the killer. It was kind of crazy.
Yeah, an Original Sin.
That was good. I've liked her and stuff, but she hasn't made a good movie in a long time. So I'm like, oh.
I don't know. A lot of people like Maleficent.
That's true.
No. They made a second one.
Good point. No, good. Excellent point. I didn't like it. Did you? It was weird.
No, it was weird.
Good point. So maybe, yeah. But it's just like, oof. Plus, Jon Snow is the Black Knight. And I'm like, that dude's a terrible actor. Unless he's playing tennis with Andy Samberg.
Right. He is the English version of Keanu Reeves.
Ooh, yeah, we watched that little mini series that he has on HBO, and it was
where he's like
playing his ancestor.
Yeah.
Ooh. It's bad. You bad, Kit Harington.
It's a good thing he's got all that Game of Thrones money.
Yeah. Woo. Sweating over here. You bad. And, like, I hope he's good at Marvel, because he might be one-dimensional. They need to get him in Vikings, that show that's still going on.
Oh, yeah.
They need to get him over there now.
Right.
If I'm his agent, I'm like, what do you got?
You still watching that show, Jason?
No, I've never seen it.
I thought you liked that show.
No, I've actually never seen it.
Oh.
But Kit Harington belongs over there. And they need to get him over there fast. Does this have a sword in it? Yes. You can have Kit Harington.
Instant typecast.
Get in there. Yeah.
Put him in the Mayans TV show. He could be a prospect.
We have to sell these drugs.
McQueen. Do you want these drugs?
What's the password? McQueen.
Anyways. Yeah. I'm not Black Panther 2.
Who's going to be that guy?
Doctor Strange 2, I am excited about.
Okay. When's that coming, though?
2021.
Jesus.
Seriously?
It's 2020.
Damn. Is the next 21? Spider-Man going to have the Kraven?
We don't know yet. They're sitting on all the details. I read a synopsis. So I read spoilers all the time. And I'm not... Listen, folks. I read a lot of fake spoilers, too. So what I'm about to say, there's a 99% chance it's fake over real. But it said that Kraven supposedly saw the... Where they reveal who he is.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, I must hunt him down. And that Peter was going to get arrested, go to jail, get broken out by the Avengers. And then Kraven was going to hunt him down. That was what I read now, but you never know. But that, I was like, I'm down with that. It was very, like, it was immediately grown up. Like, holy crap.
Oh, that's.
And what I read was they're going to try to get him to grow up fast, because if he's going to cross over with dumbasses Venom and Carnage,
mm-hmm.
that it can't be this silly.
Right. Yeah.
And I was like, if him and that Venom talk, I'm going to throw up on myself. Venom was horrible. I'd rather watch Dark Phoenix again than Venom.
Still haven't seen Venom.
Don't. So fucking stupid. Tom Hardy is another typecasting.
You're going to hate your Christmas present.
Venom statue.
The Venom bust.
Yeah. I'm sorry if you liked Venom out there. I'm really not sorry.
Half Venom, half Tom Hardy face.
And that's the problem. Like, most people that love Venom are like huge Tom Hardy fans. Mm-hmm. They can't separate. Like, we acted... like Tom Hardy.
Scary face. Oh,
it's the best. Tom Hardy's so cool, man. He's a tough guy. I'm like, he's 4'3". Punch him in the ground.
Right.
I just don't find him I don't find him that action tough guy. And he acts like that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't find him that
way. What's that, Tom Cruise?
Yeah. Good point. Yeah. Like, I could see Tom Hardy being the next Mission Impossible movie. Mm-hmm. I could see that. Yeah. Or the Jason Bourne. Like, he'd be perfect for the next Jason Bourne. I'm so tough. Bruce Willis, Die Hard. Oh, man. I forgot to write down the toys that made us and the movies that made us. We'll talk about that next week.
Are those good?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Those are my favorite shows of all time. Okay. Now, dude. Toys that made us. That's why I bought that White Ranger, was because of that damn show. So, but yeah, I'm out. You guys good? Everybody good? Is this it? Oh, we didn't talk about the stout. What do you think of the stout?
Not bad.
End show.
It all right. It's more stouty than the porter that we had earlier.
Is it?
That we didn't have on the show.
Good.
The St. Arnold's French Press.
Damn. So this got more bite than that, huh?
A little bit.
Awesome. All right. Well, this is Kalamazoo Stout, right? Kalamazoo? Yep. From Bell's, and I haven't had a beer from Bell's that I didn't like.
Until now.
Oh, really? Smells good. And that's the first 6% stout I've ever liked. So,
could use some coconut.
Hey! All right.
We out. Goodbye.
three, we have to go.
Have to go.
Today is over and done.
It's done.
Next week is close, but not too close.
Not too close.
So think about next week. We'll be back next time, but not too soon.
Not too soon.
So we don't get too old.
Don't get too old.
The show is over and done,
it's
for
done
now.
For
but
now.
When we come back, it will be